Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, April 20th, 2010. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. It's a joy to take a few moments and share a perspective from God's Word with you today in our ministry, which we call Daily Encouragement. Today's message is titled, and it's a Greek phrase, and perhaps those that really know Greek would tell me I'm not pronouncing it correctly, but dokimon in Christo. That will be explained later in the message. The text, however, is Romans 16, verse 10.
Greet Apelles, tested and approved in Christ.
I'm going to read the first part of today's message, since it is a portion of my life's testimony. During my summer breaks while in college, I worked in a concrete company in Kansas doing quality control work. It was a very large company that made precast, pre-stressed concrete, a product used in large construction projects such as decks and parking lots and bridges. Concrete is poured into large forms, or we call them beds, which is the precast part. In order to increase the strength, cables are run through the legs in the form and then stretched so that they're about as tight as a rubber band ready to snap. Then a device clamps down over the cable and forces it down into the form. Well, one of my jobs was to reach into the form as the cable was being stressed to verify with a tape measure that the proper amount of stress was placed on the cable. If the cable snapped, I would instantly be decapitated. Well, it's kind of a haunting memory that I'm happy to say is behind me. But my work was important since many of our products were used for bridges in Kansas. I had a role in seeing that the product was tested and approved prior to shipment. So if you've lived in Kansas since 1973, or if you've ever even driven through the Sunflower State, you might just think of me when you safely cross a bridge. I really stuck my neck out for you.
Well, now there are many kinds of quality control experts that test machinery, tools, parts, and other than materials that must meet standards of excellence before they're put into operation. This is true not only for material items, but there is also a testing process that people undergo before they are used in a particular service. Many of these fascinating people can be found in the Bible, though some are only briefly mentioned. Today we're going to consider one of them, a man named Apelles.
In Romans chapter 16, Paul mentions many ministry associates he was acquainted with who were now in Rome. Interestingly, it is very unlikely that Paul had even been to Rome at the writing of this book. Yet we have an abbreviated hall of faith representing the many lesser knowns who have advanced the kingdom of God through the centuries. Apelles was mentioned only this one time throughout the entire Bible. Is such a man.
Must have been nice to be remembered. If Apelles had a written copy of the letter and a yellow highlighter, I could imagine his part would be highlighted.
We would do that if we got a letter from someone like Paul.
It must have given, well, we'd probably blow it up on our, so we could see it well in our modern times. But it must have given him great encouragement to see his name acknowledged in such a positive way.
Most versions use the word greet, and a few use the word salute. But it's interesting that the word for greet is aspazamai, which means to enfold in the arms. When Apelles heard his name spoken in Paul's letter, surely a big smile crossed his face as he recalled his warm friendship with Paul, who even at that time was a man of great renown.
But what grips our heart is the single bit of biographical data we have on this man. The NIV uses two descriptive words, tested and approved, to translate the depth of a single Greek word, dokimos. The word means tested, thus reliable, and therefore esteemed. Dokimos was used for coins and medals that had passed the quality control tests of that time. Apelles underwent testing as well. Perhaps he suffered great persecution, or maybe he endured major health problems. He might have fallen into sin, and now, after a careful time of examination, he was being reinstated. We're not told the nature of his testing, but at this point he had proven himself faithful. Apelles was tested and approved in Christ. What a notable recognition coming from the Apostle Paul. Many receive the recognition and esteem of man, but of Apelles it is said that his approval is in Christ.
Today, we urge all of you who labor, many in ways that are seemingly unrewarded and unseen, like Apelles, to remember the highest goal of life is to be dokimen in Christo, that is, tested and approved in Christ.
Let's pray together. Father, there is great temptation to seek the commendation of those around us so that we might be esteemed in the sight of others. But there is no honor or reward in this life that compares with the commendation that Apelles received to be tested and approved in Christ. Father, you know the very intent of our heart through each word that we speak and each action we carry out. May we honor you in all that we do in the daily battleground of forming attitudes and making choices. May we, above all, be dokimon in Christo. Amen.
Good job, Brooksine, I think. And again, I took Greek some 35 years ago now, and I've tried to keep up with it, but it is a fascinating phrase. And it's a joy to share the word of the Lord with you today. We're on the web at dailyencouragement.net. That would be www.dailyencouragement.net. This is the message we have prepared on a beautiful Tuesday morning here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, on Tuesday, April 20th, 2010. We do have some additional features on our site today. If you're curious, I have some pictures of concrete work that we did, as well as that cable. It was real thick, I think like 3/4 or 1-inch cable that ran through that concrete. We also have a beautiful picture I took yesterday. The beauty is God's creation, although I am pleased with the way the picture came out. I believe it's honeysuckle. I label it as such. It sure smells good. And then a couple of other pictures from where we live today. Yesterday they harvested the hay across the road from us, and I always enjoy any type of harvest. And got a picture of the machine, and later the joy of walking through a freshly harvested field and the distinct feel of bristly stubble against the bottom of your feet when you take a walk. And I did that yesterday. Well, of course, we have a couple of songs we suggest today. One, and I have it at the last listed, but I chose the song because of the line, "So send I you to labor unrewarded." And I dedicate it to all the modern day people, including our listeners today, like Apelles, who labor and it seems unrewarded. May God encourage you today. Two other songs that I like, an old hymn, with more of a modern version, "All to Jesus I Surrender." And then one called "I Want to Be More Like You." And I really like this particular version that we have a YouTube video link to today. Well, thanks for joining us again. Be encouraged and strive to be tested and approved in Christ.